Hello, I'm Dr. Richard Friend. Taking control of and improving your health requires the most relevant and timely health information available. And University Medical Center is here to help with facts and advice about important health topics that you care about. We know that your health matters.
For this week's Health Matters Report, we are sitting down with Dr. Mallory Scoggin. Dr. Scoggin is an assistant professor in the Department of Obstetrics and Gynecology at the College of Community Health Sciences. She is also a practicing physician at the University Medical Center, which is operated by the college. Thanks so much for joining us today, Dr. Scoggin.
Thank you so much for having me.
Tell us a little bit about what is HPV.
HPV is human papillomavirus, which is a very common virus that over 90% of sexually active adults are going to encounter at some point in their lives.
What are some of the symptoms of HPV?
So a lot of times people who have been exposed to the virus don't know that they've been exposed until they go for their annual well woman exam, because when we're doing pap smear screenings, this is one of the things that we are screening for.
And what is the HPV vaccine? Talk to us a little bit about that.
So there is an effective vaccine out there against human papillomavirus. The vaccine that's available protects against 9 different strains of HPV. The low-risk strains are those that cause genital warts. The high-risk strains are those that can lead to things like cervical cancer, as well as some other cancers like penile, anal, oropharyngeal, vulvar, and vaginal cancers.
And why is it so important to get this vaccine?
So the great thing about having the vaccine available, which most pediatricians are recommending it between ages 11 and 12, but it can be given as early as 9 and up until age 45, is that the thought, as it is with any vaccine, is you protect against the virus before you've been exposed to it, so that hopefully you never end up having to deal with the consequences of the infection.
Talk to us a little bit about how we know we have HPV and anything else we need to know.
So, like we said, they can cause genital warts. So if you're noticing any cauliflower-like bumps in the genital region, that could be a sign of HPV. Abnormal bleeding should always be checked out by your provider, and then just making sure that you're going to that annual well woman screen so that you can get screened for cervical dysplasia and any other health concerns.
Anything else you want to add?
I think that's it.
Thank you so much, Dr. Scoggin, for joining us today for this week's Health Matters Report.
Thank you so much.
To learn more from us about these and other important health topics, visit cchs.ua.edu. And for all your primary health care needs, visit University Medical Center with locations in Tuscaloosa, Northport, Demopolis, Fayette, and Carrollton. Thanks for listening.